Hello?
Ah, yes, hello, is this Fridun?
No, it is not.
May I speak to him?
May I ask who's speaking, please?
This is Steve Wilson calling from the Compliance Department of Penguin Book Writers.
From what?
I'm calling from the Compliance Department of Penguin Book Writers.
I don't know what that is. I don't understand you.
All right. So
Okay,
this is not
what's
Fridun's
that?
number.
Compliance for what?
Of Penguin Book Writers.
Okay, and what is your name?
My name is Steve.
Steve. Okay, hold
Yep.
on. Okay, hold it on.
I even happened upon a chance encounter with a coyote.
This is compliance department from Penguin.
Hello.
Yes, hey Fredon, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
That's great. So yeah, this is Steve Wilson from the Compliance Department of Penguin Book Writers. And
Yes.
I'm just calling you in regards to your project.
Yes.
So please tell me, what's the concern?
Pardon me? I didn't
Yeah, I believe
understand.
Yeah, I'm saying please tell me what's the concern. I believe you have a word with Rafael yesterday.
Well, my concern was that after 3 months of struggle, they demanded money, which is contrary to my agreement. And it has been, if you follow my email conversation with Brian Williams in the last 3 months, then you would feel sorry for me. You still, to stick still there, they took my original manuscript and totally screwed it up. I have to mention to you that I have already, prior to coming to your company, published 13 books, 7 of them on Amazon, the rest of them overseas. So I am very much aware of what it takes to publish a book. I am not a newcomer. But the only reason I came to your company, because temporarily my associate that did work for me and placed my books on Amazon was not available. And also I found out that Amazon has no possibility of a hard copy book, and I was hoping that your company is able to provide me the publishing of that book. That was my motivation. So after, and then my initial discussion was with one of your associates, Mr. Rob Williams. And he mailed me a copy of our conversation, which is in 7 pages. And that is what I go by, what we have discussed, and what we have agreed. And now, here, Mr. Raphael insulting my intelligence and reinterpreting the agreement his own way. And according to the agreement, I have had a lot of anxiety for this. After I'm paid, published so many books, truthfully, I don't care if I have one more or two more or three books, more or less. It's really, I have had anxiety in 3 months dealing with so-called editing team. And finally, when they went back and created what I initially proposed to do in my manuscript. Now, the first thing is, they wanted the money. I said, no, according to ACRA agreement, I pay $200 initial payment, the rest is on completion. And Mr. Raphael wants to convince me that upon completion means upon completion the first book. I mean, it's just beyond belief that you read what it says, but it says don't read what it says, listen what I tell you. And I said, you know, I'm fed up with everything, and I am invoking my right according to our agreement, and I want to cancel, and I am requesting the refund of my $200. That's where we are at.
All right. So, Faridun, what I got to know that the first book is completed right now. It's all formatted and everything is done on the first book. Is it right?
It was not formatted. It was just the first book was it was arranged to be formatted. You know, I have done so many books and I know what formatting is. You know, it's one of those either InDesign or Illustrator or other things. Then you format. And you format according to a specification of the company that is going to print your book, which in this case would be Amazon. They have to format this according to specification of Amazon, and that was not done. All it was just a manuscript finished, ready to be formatted. The book is not finished. It's not far from being finished. Yeah. I know what.
So you're saying that nothing has been done and the manuscript is still not formatted?
No, I didn't say nothing is done. I said after 3 months, they finally did the same thing that I told them they want to do, and they basically outlined the book. That's all they did. Which I did. I begged them, please, you don't need to show me your expertise that you are so super editing people. You know, it was ridiculous stuff they kept doing. Like, every single page had the name of the book on it. How many books have you seen that every single page has the name of the book on it? But anyway, one thing after another, after another, after another, and finally they send me something that I saw. Yes, the book is ready now to be formatted, but not finished. The book is not finished. I would have loved to finish the book and publish it. And I told them, and I would like to point out to you too, all my books that I have done, I am the only customer of the book. I make the book, I publish them, I buy it on a publisher price, and I donate it to the libraries and to the hospitals. I don't need any marketing. And from day one, I explained my intention to Mr. Williams, because he was going through what your company all can do. I said, I'm not interested in any of that. All I'm interested in, format the book for me, 8.5 by 12, so I can publish on Amazon. Then I would go ahead and purchase the book from Amazon and then donate it to hospitals and so on. I have a foundation since 11 years, and that's the work that I do with our volunteers and other people. This is what I'm doing in my life. So, and that is what I asked. And originally, I have to tell you, I give two people in your company extreme credit. One, Rob William, that initially encouraged me to go mm-hmm. ahead and do with your company. And he mm-hmm. told me about the scholarship you have for non-profit. And he, mm-hmm. it was okay. Then we agreed. Another person is Brian Williams. He is courteous. He is up to date. And he's prompt, really answering everything. The only person that I really, I don't know what name I put it on it, is Mr. Raphael, which has a predatory, greedy, predatory attitude, which I don't really appreciate. But we are where we are. So he said, I'm going to send it to, what's the name of your department?
I'm from the compliance department.
Yeah. I said, with you, compliance department, the first thing you would recognize that your own company is out of compliance. Because we agreed something and Mr. Raphael wants to do something else, which I refuse.
Faridun, let me tell you, what I got to know from Brian is that the first book is finalized and is formatted and is ready to publish.
Okay.
All right, so we are good to go with the book one.
Excuse me. I have mentioned to them many times that when the book is ready to be published, which means ready to be uploaded to Amazon, they mm-hmm. should send me the file. And my assistant agrees that she is going to upload it on my own account to Amazon. Now, are mm-hmm. we there with this
yep,
book?
Yep, that's what Brian says, that the book one is ready to publish. We have the final formatted file.
When you say ready to publish, is it so that if you were to send it to me, I could upload it to Amazon?
Yep, that's right. You can upload it to Amazon.
That is what is done. Okay. That would be wonderful. So then the next step is starting the second book and third book.
Yep, that's right.
I am not obligated to pay right now as the contract called for. It says the residual is upon completion. Upon completion means first, second, third book, and then I pay additional $350.
Let me tell you. The thing is, we have completed the first book. Okay, it is formatted and it is ready to be published. So I will ask Brian to share the final formatted file with you so you can publish it on Amazon. And in order to start working on book two and book three, we need the remaining amount. So it's either you can publish the book. Once it's published, then you can let us know and pay the remaining amount so we can start working on the remaining books.
You are reading, or Mr. Raphael is telling me, are you reading? I can send you the 7-page contract, but I already sent the highlight of our agreement. Our agreement didn't say that I have to pay after the first book is finished. This is not what the agreement has said. The agreement says I have to pay the residual upon completion. And upon completion doesn't mean when the first book is finished. It's not.
I got your point. All right, Faridun, I got your point. Let's do this. Just share the contract with me. I will also try to get the contract from Brian. I will review the contract, and then I will get back to you accordingly.
Okay. I already sent the relevant aspect of the contract to Brian Williams, and
okay.
He can give it to you. So you would, these are the relevant. We have a lot of chit-chat in the 7 page, but the one that is relevant is two things. Method of payment and my right to cancel anytime I want to if I'm not happy. No question asked. These are the two relevant aspects of the contract. Yeah. And you can...
All right, so President, let's do this. Do not pay anything right now. Let me review the contract and let me ask Ryan to share the final formatted file with you. And then I will...
And I appreciate and then, it. You know, I requested the refund. And I do appreciate if you reply to me also in writing what your opinion is.
All right. So are you still requesting for the refund? Or you want to continue the work as I asked Brian to share the final formatted file with you?
I would love to continue the work according to the contract.
So you don't want to work with us?
Yeah, I'd like to work with you, but according to the contract. If you get the contract and you read it, and we can go further. You know,
That's what I'm saying, Freedom. That's what I'm saying. That I will review the contract, and meanwhile, I will ask Brian to share the final formatted.
Yes, I will be looking forward to it.
Perfect, okay. Perfect. I will ask Brian to share the final formatted file with you, and then we will move forward.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you so much for your time, Brayden. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.